This is the Weekly Connect podcast from RNIB.
We were asking you to get in touch to tell us your thoughts on some of the foolish things we do as blind and partially sighted people. It was, of course, April Fool's Day at the weekend, and I think it's fair to say that all of us as blind people have done something in our lives that we've maybe been a little bit embarrassed about. And we thought we'd share those stories this week so that those who've also done it might not feel so foolish themselves. Let's go to the phone lines and see who's there. Hello.
Hello, Stephen. How are you?
Great.
First, I'd like to say that I'm a big fan of the Tech Talk program. I really enjoy listening to you and Sean on that podcast.
Well, thank you very much.
My name is Tim Schwartz, and you may know me actually better as the host of the Life After Blindness podcast. And the most common thing that I do, similar to a lot of blind people, is I apologize to inanimate objects. Very regularly will I be out at a department store, either by myself or with my wife or other family or friends. And if I happen to graze up against or bump into a rack of shirts or coats in particular, I will, of course, turn and look over at the rack of coats or the coat that I bumped into and say, "Oh, I'm so sorry," or, "Oh, excuse me." And if my wife is with me, she will, of course, giggle and just say, "Tim, you realize you just apologized to a coat." And then I feel silly and just shake my head and just go on with life. But I do that quite regularly because I'm trying to be polite, and you don't know always. It may have actually been a person, so you don't want to take that chance. The other thing that I do around my house, actually, is sometimes, even though I know my house very well and I walk around without a cane in the house, once in a while, I may cut a turn a little short and bump into or glide into a wall or go to a restroom or a bedroom doorway and not quite make the doorway and bump the molding or the wall next to the door. And I found the best way to handle that is just as I bump into the wall, say, "Oh, hello, wall," or "Hello, door." And my four-year-old gets a big kick out of that. She thinks that's funny, and of course, it's a way to show her that I don't have to get frustrated by that. So I just make a little bit lighter of it and go on. But I do find that for whatever reason, sometimes you just happen to have a bad day, and you mean to go through a doorway, and instead you find yourself going into the door. But again, just say hello to the door and keep on trucking. Couple other things that I do that I don't know if they're specifically related to blindness or just being tired, not paying attention, or all the above, but I have a couple of times put the milk in the cupboard and the box of cereal in the refrigerator. Thankfully, I've noticed it right away. Tried to put other things in cabinets where they just do not belong. Again, not sure if that's as much blindness as it might be just not paying attention, but it is something else that I've done. So there you have it. Thanks so much for the question, Stephen. Hope you're having a great day.
Hiya, Stephen. Louise here. It is great to know that you're not alone when you do end up talking to inanimate objects. I said excuse me to a barrier. I was walking down the road where I live and they were doing some roadworks and they put this kind of barrier across the road. I said excuse me to this bollard 3 times, and it was only when a teenage boy who was walking the same way kind of came up behind me and went, "That's a bollard," I wanted the floor to open up and swallow me. I was like, okay. It's quite amazing actually how people can be taken in by the silliest of comments. I was at school and I went to a school for the visually impaired, Dalton House, which sadly no longer exists. And the deputy head, we had a graffiti board at the end of one of the corridors for people to draw little murals and stuff on, and it was painted over once a month or once a fortnight. Anyway, this particular April the 1st, 2000, I think it was, in assembly, the deputy head told us that we all had to be careful because they'd taken the wrong kind of paint to paint over this graffiti board. And when people walk past it, it had a rather high alcohol content. And when people walk past it, they might feel dizzy and a bit faint. And, to try not to breathe too much until you've gone past this board. And the amount of people that actually put their hands up and said, "Actually, when I was passing that board this morning, I did feel a little bit queasy. And, yeah, I felt a little bit sick this morning." And there were loads of people who absolutely swore that this paint made them feel a bit bleh. And come lunchtime, We were sitting there having our dinners. The deputy head came back in, blew a whistle. Everybody went quiet because that only ever used to happen when it was something serious. You know, they wanted to talk to us about something serious. And he just went, you know that thing in assembly this morning? April Fool. And I can't see anything, but I can picture the look on everyone's faces when they realised that they had been tricked into thinking that the graffiti board, the paint to go over the graffiti board had had too high an alcohol content, and people were physically feeling sick when they were walking past it. Oh, it was so funny. But the most embarrassing one, which happened to me, happened, I used to live in the Republic of Ireland, and at one point I had a job interview, and my last guide dog, she had a particular fondness for carrying things. It was usually soft toys, but very occasionally she would carry other things, like one of my slippers or a pair of clean socks or something like that. And on this particular occasion, I put a harness and a lead on, and then I got distracted. Someone rang me. I think it was someone from the agency that I was going to interview with to make sure that I was still okay to come on that particular day, that particular time. And I was like, yeah, I'm on my way. Picked up the handle, the harness, and I've gone into town, got the bus into town. And everybody was saying hello to me. And you know when you can hear in people's voices that they're sort of, you know, hiya, laughing a bit, you know. Not laughing at you, but kind of like, that's unusual. I just had this impression that there was something not quite right. And I've got on the bus, I've gone into town, got to my interview, and I'm sitting in the office waiting to go in. And this woman came up to me and she said to me, I'm really sorry to disturb you, madam, but your dog is carrying a bit of underwear in its mouth. I just wanted the floor to open up and swallow me. I felt like a real prize twit because it hadn't occurred to me for a second that the dog would pick up a pair of my underwear after it had put its harness on. I didn't get the job. Whether it had something to do with that... No, I'd taken it off her by that point, but I didn't get the job. But yeah, you're not alone, guys. We all do it. We all do daft things, and we all have daft things done to us as well. And, you know, if you can't laugh about it, then what are you going to do? You're just going to sit and curl up in a ball and cry, which, you know, let's face it, isn't much fun. So I say, sit back and laugh.
Hello, my name is Alexander. A couple of years ago, I was on a nightclub, and by mistake, there was some other who pushed me, so I grabbed a lady by her breast, and she was start to be mostly angry. She said, like, oh, you should not come here and touch, and blah, 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 blah. But I say, I'm sorry, it wasn't my meaning, and so on. But she keep on, and yeah, just hit me, you know. 5 minutes later, I have forgot everything. And I thought also she also. But 10 minutes before the closing time, that lady come to me and say, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't notice that you are blind. Of course you can touch my breast. And she grabbed my hand and put them through her breast. Oh, she went on, touch how much you want, just go on, I'm very sorry, blah, blah. And that was a little bit funny, because my intention was not that. That what happened previous was a mistake, and so.
Thanks for downloading the Weekly Connect podcast from RNIB. Find more podcasts from RNIB on Audioboom, iTunes, and the Apple Podcast app.